Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor Brandon Lindell, Executive Ministry Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
You can sense the presence of the Lord in here. And I love that song we're singing, Heaven Breakout. Doesn't that this phrase just make you hungry? Just singing it, heaven break out. Doesn't it make you want to say like, heaven, I'd love if heaven broke out more over my life. Yes. Have you ever been hungry, like really, really, really hungry? And then you smell something and you're like, oh man. Like, especially if it's been nice outside, you walk in your backyard and you smell somebody grilling. And you know they're good at it. Like people who like, they have the app on their phone where they can get the temperature and they're like, they're cooking. You know, there's, we cook and then there's cooking, right? When you get that scent and you're like, oh man, I want some of that. And I want a lot of it. That's why being in the presence of the Lord, like right now, that's why God sometimes, he just cracks the door of heaven. Just lets a little bit of the oil out, a little bit of the scent of his presence out. Because you know what God says? He goes, you know what? I don't just give it to people who aren't asking for it. Those who seek me find me when they seek me with all their heart. So he cracks the door because he loves you. And he says, you know what? Do you want more of your presence, my presence on your life? Do you want more of my blessing on your life? And the question is, do you? Do you? Because God wants to know, are there people who want more of his presence? God wants to know if there are people that's not like sit back and say, oh yeah, wouldn't that be nice? But they say, oh God, no, I want more of you. I want more of your presence. So how do we do that? I want to take you to a verse in Exodus. It says this. This is when the children of Israel just come out of Egypt and God is making a people for himself. And he says this, build for me an altar made of earth. Build my altar wherever I cause my name to be remembered. And look at this. I will come to you and bless you. You know what? God is looking for a people who are altar builders. If you say, oh, Lord, I want your presence. Where is that found? That's found when you're an altar builder. What's an altar builder look like? It looks like somebody who says, you know what? My life is a life of worship. My life is a life of hunger. My life is a life of looking to the Lord. My life is a life of remembering the good things God has done for me. My life is a life is saying, God, when there's an opportunity, I don't need, God, a big push. All I need is a little scent of your presence because I am an altar builder. I think that's a good question for you because he said, build an altar of earth for me. Build my altar wherever. So you know what? Sometimes we think, some people think they graduated from altar building in their life. Oh yeah, I used to be an altar builder back. There was a time in my life where I would get into the altar and I would get into the presence of the Lord. What happened? Because God's looking for a people who are currently altar builders. This verse didn't come with an expiration date. It wasn't like, build for me an altar, but when you get to the promised land, you don't have to do that anymore. It's like, no, I want a people who love my presence. I want a people who are present tense altar builders, wherever you're at, whatever job you're in, whatever season of life you're in. If you have kids, you're an altar builder. If your kids are graduated, you're an altar builder. If you have a baby and you're up all night, you're an altar builder. Because if you say, my life is an altar builder, then you get the next part. The presence. The blessing. The closeness to God. He says, wherever I cause my name to be remembered. So how can you be an altar builder? You do it when you say, God, I'm not going to look at what you're not doing. I'm going to look at what you are doing. Oh, so how do you build an altar? You're like, well, Brandon, my life isn't perfect. And if my life's perfect, I'll be an altar builder. Oh, no, 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 no. Wherever I cause my name to be remembered. Oh, has God been good to you in a part of your life? Have you seen God come through? Do you remember something God did for you? There's a reason you're in the seat that you're in tonight. It's because God was gracious and God said, I want to get you in my presence tonight. I love you. I'm for you. You say, you know what, God? I see that. And that's what I'm going to build my altar around. God, I'm not building my altar around what you're not doing. I'm going to build my altar around what you are doing. Because sometimes we think we have to be perfect, or our life has to be perfect, or some reason that's blocking us. We see something and like, God, if you just come through there, and God wants to bless you. But we start by getting in his presence and saying, God, I build my altar around what you've done and who you are. And then look at this. And I will come to you, that's his presence, and bless you. That's his blessing. So I just want to speak to every person. I know some of you, when the opportunity comes, you're already there. But I know for some, at some point you graduated. And there's a bit of an absence of grace. And there's an absence of presence on your life. And you wondered why, and you're sitting back waiting, and God's saying, no, I want you to be an altar builder because I want to bless you. But that's found when I come to you. As you build the altar, I come and I bless you. Some of you really need God's presence to touch you tonight. Some of you really need God's word to get in your heart tonight. Some of you need God's blessing. And I want to encourage you tonight, we're in his presence to build an altar. So I'm going to pray and then we're going to do it, right? God said it, let's do it. So we get the blessing of being with him and saying, God, I don't just hear your word, I do your word. Some of you need to build an altar tonight because you need God's blessing in your home. Some of you need to build an altar tonight because you need God's blessing in your business. Some of you need to build an altar tonight because you need to see God's blessing in your kids. It will come as you say, God, I'm not looking at just what's happening around me. I'm looking at what you're doing and building an altar around that.